Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hipworms, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Commuters on a train in London were held up when a passenger got their hair caught in the door. The London Northwestern Railway, which is a busy service between Tring and London Euston, was delayed for several minutes at a station at 7:30 a.m. A member of the crew made the announcement explaining the train was not moving because a passenger's hair was caught in the door. He asked the passenger in question to open the door, get their hair inside the train, and then close the door again. The train continued on its journey shortly afterwards.
That's the part of the story that bothers me the most, because when you read the headline, you're like, oh man, what happened? Nothing. The door closed. Their hair was there. And the fact that the guy said to get on to say, to the passengers, her hair stuck in the door. If you could do us a favor and open the door and then close it when you get your hair, we'll go ahead and take off.
Like,
why
nice.
Wouldn't you have thought of that on your own? And on that level, this guy sends a comment in and says, this is similar to me, where the most basic explanation would help you resolve the situation. Like, oh, your hair's stuck in the door. Go ahead and open the door, right? Problem gone. Guy says, my ex-wife got stuck inside a 92 GMC Sonoma. She had thought she'd locked herself in the car and could not get out. The kicker is, it did not have power windows or door locks. Everything was manual. All she had to do was reach over and push the lock up. The funniest thing ever.
Is it funny, or do you go, what am I doing with my life?
It's both of those, because now it's his ex-wife, so it's funny.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Sure at the time, he's thinking,
you really have to evaluate.
Oh, my God, how dumb are you?
It's like the girl who just called and said, hey, look, man, my roommate's not the brightest.
Right, let me preface this with, someone else says, back to elevators. Today, my coworker and I, we were in the elevator when the power cut off. It dropped about 30 feet to the bottom floor of the garage. Great times.
It dropped. Now, my question is, how fast does it drop when that happens? Is there a safety mechanism
There's
on there?
Safety mechanism, and my understanding with the safety, this is my understanding, is that it drops and there's those clamps that automatically shut, but, you know, until they stop you, you're still dropping, right? So these guys, I got to think, when you first start to drop, you know the safety mechanism's there, but at the moment that it drops, you're not thinking, oh, just relax. I bet you scream your ass off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trust me. We hated the elevators in the building so much, we knew them by name. Like, damn you, Fuji Tech!
I know.
What do we need to
Yeah, I mean,
about?
The elevator in my one building I lived in, it didn't drop a ton, but it dropped like half a floor one day, and that was enough. And then it just kind of like bounced up and down. I was locked in it for like 2 minutes tops. And then it went to the bottom floor and opened. And I was like, I'm taking the stairs for a week.
Yeah, sure. Look, man, and I don't know if it's just Fuji Tech in general or if it's that particular building, but in our old building, and remember, that thing would drop or jump up about 6 inches. And this is as people are getting on and off the elevator. Remember this? Like,
oh, yeah.
The elevator door would open, and before people step on, suddenly it would just and shoot up like 6 inches. And I'm like, okay, my tall ass would smash my head right into the top of the thing. Other times you go to get on, and it drops 6 inches. And I'm like, this kid, and it did it all the time. There were six elevators. It didn't matter which one you got on. It's just going to do
it. It was
that.
Also a belt drive elevator. So I don't know how elevators are engineered normally, but this was a belt drive. So like a big belt that you would see, or like a belt on your car. So it slipped.
A lot.
It's a big black rubber belt. So it slips like any other belt does, like a timing belt or anything else. Sometimes they slip.
I cannot believe no one's died on those things. I mean, they were the worst elevators ever. They were like a death trap. Every time you got on, when the doors opened, it was like...
Who or what got stuck at where? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I own a locksmith company, and we had a guy call in, and he's like, in a whimpering voice, and he goes, hey, you guys unlock padlocks? I said, sure, yeah, we unlock padlocks, no problem. And he goes, yeah, I'm real embarrassed. I said, hey, don't be embarrassed, everybody loses key. And he goes, well, my wife's out of town. I'm thinking, well, she must have a spare key. And he goes, well, I'm just real, real embarrassed. I said, hey, don't worry about it. He goes, well, no, the padlock's locked on me.
Uh-oh.
And I said, well, what type of padlock is it? You know, I'm going into details with this guy, like, what's going on? And he's like, I've been trying to get this thing for a while now, and I'm bleeding. I said, well, hold on. If you're bleeding, you know what I mean, you probably call the paramedics to come out there and use the jaws of life and get it off. So,
did he call the paramedics?
I have no idea. I told him I can come out there with a pair of bolt cutters and rubber gloves, and I can get that padlock off. Yeah.
So if I have a padlock around my testicles, I'm guessing, is probably where he did it.
Yeah. Well, whatever your fetish is, if you're doing something like that, at least have the key set next to you.
I would agree with that 100%. But would you charge extra, right? So now, say you take the call, you show up at my place, and I have a padlock around my junk. This is the situation I've gotten myself in. You're going to take care of this for me, but, like, am I going to get an additional charge? Like, I would.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There is going to be a very additional charge. I mean, I like to say, whatever your fetish is, I don't care. That doesn't bug me. It's all about the money.
Okay, and so, did you end up going, or did you end up having him call the paramedics?
No, once he said he was bleeding, I told him, you need to get off the phone with me and call the paramedics.
And how much extra would you charge?
Something like that, I'll probably want to charge them right around about $250. A standard padlock to unlock it, you're probably going to be like, service call coming out, probably going to be looking about $125.
You know what, man? Listen. Yeah,
I think $250 is fair.
It is fair, but I think if I'm you, and this is the decision you've made, and this is the situation you're in, you can charge a guy $800. He's going to give it to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, his wife's out of town.
He would give it. He'd give you $800 and his car keys. I mean, like,
would he have done this if his wife was in town?
No.
When you say I'm embarrassed like that, you know what I'm saying? I get the situation, but if his wife was in town, would he have been more embarrassed? Did she find out? Like, what are you doing with a padlock?
Why is there a hospital bill?
What are you doing?
And why do you wait till I go out of town to do this?
I'm confused about the whole thing. How he locked it on there, and
you know how he locked it on there.
And what's the point? You know,
I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, what's the strangest call you ever got? And I've told this story in bars many, many times, and everybody just chuckles over it,
well,
you know?
Unless you're changing, people's locks on their doors for no reason other than they need to, most of the situation when you get called out, someone is stuck. They're locked out of their house.
Right,
they're locked out of their car. They're locked into
absolutely.
You know, so most of the time when you go someplace, someone's been waiting there for a couple of hours or whatever.
So all right, so I don't have a padlock around my testicles, but I've locked myself out of the house. So now this is a house lock. What's the average cost? And it's just standard. It's not one of those punch things or any of that. What would that cost?
A standard, like you locked a deadbolt or entrance knob, coming out there, right around $125.
All right. And Are you drilling through the keyhole most of the time and just replacing the hole?
That's amateur. We come out there and we'll pick the lock open with lock picks, professional.
Okay. All right.
So you can pick a lock?
Correct.
How many times have you used this for the purposes of evil?
I can't say that.
Okay.
I've had a couple buddies that have been in situations, and one year I got season tickets to Seattle to solve his problem.
Really? Okay.
Interesting.
That would be
an amazing power to have.
It would be, man, because, you know, you see it in movies, and when you're a kid, you just try to mimic what you see in the movies, right? So you steal your mom's bobby pins, a paper clip, and maybe one
sometimes
other
a credit card.
Right, credit card. And we've tried
that.
That
was big back in the day.
The only lock that we could ever pick are the locks that everyone can pick, which is like the lock that you have on your bathroom door.
That
inside
has a hole in it that has a key on top of the ledge.
And you just turn the thing, you know. But otherwise, like, we've tried to pick lock, not in my adult life, but we realize, like, I have no idea what I'm doing. It doesn't matter what movie you watch. Like, we're locked out. Guy pulls out the bobby pin, right? And in, like, three quick clicks, the door's open. I'm like, BS.
Yeah, or like a safe.
Be it.
I'll just
listen
to the clicks.
Didn't you try that? Mm-hmm. Kid of class, put your ear up to the safe, and let's try to get
it. They used to work with the old Fort Knox, you know what I mean, little piggy banks you got, but that wasn't exactly high tech. Well, you could hear the bank. You could understand what they were doing
by
the, but you could understand the basic premise of listening to a lock to understand where it
stops. Miles,
I
can watch any movie and understand the premise of what they're doing. The problem is,
I mean, I could
when I go to put it into practice, It just does not work remotely.
Yeah, I've watched movies, so technically I know how to hotwire a car.
Right. No.
And off we go.
Who or what got stuck and where? 844-999-OLA.
Honestly, right now I think I can drive a train.
Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, when I was 10 years old, I was hanging out around the neighborhood with a couple buddies of mine, and a friend had this tree in his front yard. I think it was some kind of a willow tree, but it had these little pink flowers on it. They were little tiny pink flowers, and they hadn't bloomed yet. They were just these little almond-shaped pods, you know, like a flower before it blooms. And I took a couple of them and peeled the outside layer off of them, and they were all silky and smooth, and I put one of them in each of my ears. Well, I took one of them out, no problem, and I go to get the other one out, and it pushes farther up inside. So I go home and tell my dad what I've done, and he has me lay down on his bed and grabs out some tweezers and tries to help me out, and nope, just goes farther up inside there. So he's like, all right, let's take you to the hospital. We go to the ER, and I was sitting on this table for probably 5 hours before they came in there and helped me out, and it was really, you know, quick and easy. The doctor was in the room for maybe 60 seconds.
That's why you had to wait so long.
No problem. What's that?
That's why you had to wait so long. I mean, but they, you know, if you're not going to die or you're not bleeding out, to like, we'll get to you when we get to you. But you get to sit there and feel like an idiot for that long. Right. And they come in and 1 minute later, it's all done.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost your father, I'm sure, thousands of dollars.
Possibly.
It did. Trust me.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. So, it was just, you know, low priority, so they had me sitting there waiting for a while, and, you know, like I said, it was quick and easy, no damage or anything, but it was more the psychological damage. You know, I'm 10 years old, laying there on this hospital bed, thinking they're going to have to come in there and saw open my skull to get this thing out, and so I'm 27 now. It's been almost 20 years, and I still can't have things near my ears. It just, you
like
know,
a Q-tip?
It just drives me crazy now.
Do you clean your ear with a Q-tip?
Yes, I do, but it's not comfortable.
Okay, well... Get you scared.
By the way, comment comes in, all right? It says, I'm calling BS through. I've never had problems in the Metro Park West elevators. Metro Park West, that is our old building. When we say our old building, that's the one. It says, aside from maybe the freight elevator. Look, either you're the luckiest son of a bitch on earth. Maybe you've worked there for 30 seconds. I refuse to believe that you work in that building and have not had a problem with those elevators.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who or what got stuck and where? And here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Guys, I'm one of those women that has a purse that weighs 10 pounds. That being said, my hubby and I Ubered down to the bar, walked in, ordered a beer. And I went to hang my purse on one of those little hooks underneath the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my purse strap got caught with my finger in the hook. And my purse strap pinned my finger down with me a half inch in and a half inch out of my bar stool. I yelled, and some guy and my husband both came over to help free me. Stupidest sober thing to ever do in a bar.
And your husband wasn't embarrassed at all.
Yeah. Guys, I used to work in a screen printing shop in California and in the screen fabrication department. There was a girl with large boobs that worked there as well. We had to spread the glue onto the frames and then spray an activator. That worked immediately. Well, she sprayed the activator and glued her boobs to the frames. It took almost a half hour to find the deactivator to get her loose because we never had to use it before. Quite funny.
I guess it was.
That from the swordsman. Wrestling annex. Guys, my senior year, years ago, I walk into practice, and our badass freshman that won state that year is lying on his stomach with his hands and feet tied together behind his back by his jock. I still don't know how they did it, but he was definitely stuck and couldn't do anything other than roll back and forth like a rocking chair.
Good Lord.
We have a few comments.
Couple of comments here. Back to big boobs. It says, my dad's aunt actually got her boobs stuck in the wringer. She was wearing her house dress, loosely fit, and as she was leaning towards the ringer, pulled her garment into it. It was electric. She couldn't reach the plug. Her uncle heard her yelling, ran out to the porch, pulled the plug, and stopped it. She then had to wait to go get the tools out of the barn to disassemble the thing to remove her boob from it. Separate one. Ola, I was riding my dirt bike at a neighbor's house. I'd never been there before, but they had an overgrown track. It had also been used for livestock, used as a livestock field fairly recently. I stopped in between jumps to wait for my brother that was in front of me, and I could not reach the ground with my feet. The bike fell over to the side. I was stuck between my dirt bike and an electric fence. The only way to get out was to crawl to the other side of the fence and then crawl back while getting shocked in order to ride out. Think about it. You're stuck against an electric fence that's getting the living bejesus shocked out of you, and there's just nothing you can do.
Wow. Okay.
Moving on to the birthday request, guys. I want to wish my son Craig a happy 12th birthday. And since he's the brother of the Little Kid Face Sandwich, can you please give him a Little Kid Face Sandwich and a You Like That? Thanks, guys. You rock. That from JC.
You like that?
Ola Macholas, today is my husband's 27th birthday. Big fan of the show, and I know he would love to get a shout-out. Can I get a pep talk from Coach Ted for him? Thanks, that from his lovely wife, Sam.
How old?
27.
All right, you're 27, the late 20s. This is what it comes down to it, man. You're going to go out there and have fun. And remember, you're not 30 yet. You can still get away with doing some stupid stuff. So get out there and enjoy.
You're right about that.
Right?
That's it.
You got 3 years before no one gives you a pass.
Right.
Hello, guys. Today is my coworker Joel's 34th birthday. He deserves a vacation. So, should he go to Germany or Disneyland to celebrate?
Well, gosh, if you come on here to Disneyland, we're going to give you all kinds of special treats. And old Goofster likes to say we're going to go ahead and do it doggy style. I don't know why people get so upset when I say that.
Yeah. So Mickey is a German now. And Mickey said you can do both. You know, Disney World. Germany's a strange place.
Yeah, well, Disney.
Yeah.
What do they have there?
Some pretzels to go places they shouldn't.
One thing you need to know.
When you're in Germany, you should know what to find the hidden Mickey.
If you order schnitzel, you get one thing. You order a hot dog, old Gooster drops his pants.
Guys, it's my boyfriend Justin's birthday, and you can send him a big old bong hit a fish sandwich and the dirty Germans reminding him to pick me up a tub of meat sticks and to stay out of my snacks, damn it.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, I understand you want some meat sticks. I will be bringing you one.
Yeah, Shadow. You know, I'm interested in this tub of snacks you have. Sounds like an interesting place filled with sticks.
Yeah, where's this tub of snacks?
Yeah.
I want to snack a lot.
Is she hungry or is this a sexual thing? Stay away from my snack.
No, it's her nickname, Tub of Snacks. Yeah, she's not very pretty.
Yeah, she tastes...
Oh, I'm not sure if my friends are going to give me a birthday wish, so how about a suck it up cupcake? You like that? And can I have Coach Ted giving me ideas on living and being a loyal listener? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
You like that? You like that?
You know, I read that email, too. You could stay a loyal listener, even all the way over there in Moses Lake. What I need you to do is go to the, Castle, what is the name of that place? Tiger Woods loves to eat there.
Perkins.
There's a Perkins out there. There's a waiting room. I did not fall asleep. Other people did. You go in there. You do the Ted Smith. You fight through. You stay awake.
You should have said that place where we fell asleep in the lobby. I would have been right on it.
I fell asleep in the lobby.
We all
Perkins.
Did, man.
I didn't. Coach Smith stayed strong.
That's what Coach says, but to be fair, the rest of us were asleep.
You were asleep in a Perkins lobby?
We had gone to a concert the night before.
We had played a show the night before that.
And we had partied fairly hard, let's just say. All of us were dying for food. There was, what, like a 10-minute wait? Wasn't even very long. And we fell asleep.
That was probably the only 10 minutes of sleep I got that entire week.
You know
weekend,
what,
as a matter of fact.
But those young fellas are probably the only on a hell of a show. Yeah.
Men's room, please say happy birthday to Meat Gazer. He is 36 today. Can you have the dirty Germans talking construction on whether nailing or screwing is better, please?
Yeah, I like both, to be perfectly honest. But if you are Meat Gazer, you will live up to your nickname today.
Yeah, so no, you can take a picture. It'll last longer, you weirdo.
Yeah, just look at your phone. I'll be sending you pictures soon.
Holy gosh, today is my 37th birthday. 37 trips around the sun. I'd really like a birthday shout out to myself. How about an Alan Thicke and Al hitting the window and some Dirty Germans and Aussie Teds, please? Thanks, guys. You're the best. That from Eddie.
Uh-oh, look out.
Yeah, that is not actually the sound of an owl hitting the window. It was me with target practice.
Aussie Ted here from Melbourne. You know, you got to be careful when you're down under. You don't keep your head in a swivel, you end up with a Tim Tam on top of a platypus.
Yeah, and when you are down under, remember, do everything in reverse.
Yeah, counterclockwise, mate. She'll thank you.
Gentlemen of Wobbin, today my guy Kenny is 36 years old. How about a Homer Simpson fish sandwich, a Your Penis Is Too Small, and maybe a barbershop fish sandwich if you guys have time. Thank you, guys. Have a great week. Appreciate it. That from April.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure? I get a fish sandwich. Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
All of it just today is my amazing hubby Jeff's 37th birthday. Can he get the Dirty Germans talking about large breasts, please, if we could?
Yeah, you can always get the Dirty Germans to talk about large breasts. I even like cow breast, one single breast, four nipples, in.
Yeah, so, you know, for years I was all about the large breast. And then a friend introduced me to the boneless thigh. And I realized it was a lot more flavor than dark meat.
Yeah, he likes women with no bones in their legs. Yeah, he says they're like Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, it's like having relations with a pretzel.
Well, so you can wish my husband Matt a happy birthday. He is 39 years old. Give me Your Penis Is Too Small, please. Birthday shout out to my mom, Connie. She is 50 years old today. Can she get a Vince Neil to cut that bitch off and the Dirty Germans being dirty? Thanks, guys, and rock on.
I just said that. Cut that bitch off. Ned Calder.
Yeah, you have already had your squatty 30. Now you are 50. We will call it the shifty 50.
Yeah, I would like to spend time with your mom and help her with the O parts of this 5-0.
And one more birthday shout out to my granddaughter Marley on her very first trip around the sun. She is funny, and we listen to you guys all the time. That from my grandpa, Crazy Kinder. Could you get a little kid fish sandwich, please?
Fish sandwich.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Birthday. Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, MensRoomLive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, Drug of Charge, Ryan Castle in the house.
Thrill, you just got a dog, didn't you?
I did just get a dog. I sure did.
What is your dog's name?
The dog's name is Molly. I'm pretty sure they named it after the drug. Because when I lick her, I get stoned.
And she is an enthusiastic dog, too.
She has been, I will say that, and you know, I don't like to say anything nice about anyone or anything ever. It's just how I am. Bad upbringing, obviously. Dog is awesome. She has been awesome. Although, it's been about a year and a half since I've had a dog, and I forgot what it is when a dog farts.
Oh, yeah.
I got a healthy reminder over the weekend. Yeah. Like, okay, that's something to get used to.
We learned a lot today, Ryan Castle, before you got here, about songs about dogs. And it turns out we were not speaking about songs specifically about dogs. But we did find out that the Baja Men, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Correct.
That was a song about people who are not attractive coming to a party.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
We did not know.
That was my whole premise for Sit and Spin, because I thought these songs were actually about dogs.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. So, like, Hair of the Dog from Nazareth.
Right.
We know that is not about a dog.
About cleaning under your sofa.
We know that AC/DC's Given the Dog a Bone, which I found out recently, also not about a dog.
Kids?
Ask your parents what that's about. It'll be a fun conversation.
So, are you saying that today you brought us 10 songs that are actually physically about a dog?
I think a lot of these are actually about someone's dog.
Okay.
You could write a song about your dog.
Look,
I love my dogs. If I'm going to write a song, I could write a song for my dogs. It would be a love song.
But would you write a song about your dogs?
It would be called Who Pooped in the Laundry Room Today?
Who let the jowls out?
Who dug up the garden?
But these are actual songs.
Stay out of the damn blueberry bushes, Rufus. That's what the song would be called.
How's Rufus doing, by the way? Is he coming down?
It's great, dude. That kid has nonstop. He has unbridled enthusiasm for all things, including the damn blueberry. Stay out of the blueberry bushes.
You speak with him with the enthusiasm of the nephew you had that you duct taped up
I
to a tree.
It was a dog leash, and he said I wouldn't do it, so I had to.
Okay, so
in the rain,
you seem to speak.
It wasn't just the rain; it was a thunderstorm.
Like on the same level when you talk about that dog.
And it was a metal leash.
Yeah, he's great, and your nephew still loves you.
Rufus is great. Now we don't talk.
Okay. These are 10 songs about actual dogs on Sit and Spin.
Number 10.
There you go.
She kissed a frog?
Apparently.
I think she says, the more boys I meet, the more I miss my dog.
I think I did hear a line about kissing a frog in there, too.
She kissed an animal.
I think she's talking about she's looking for her prince charm.
I think maybe she's literal and she has a weird fetish.
Right. And what's the name
of
it?
Maybe the more frogs she kisses, the more she likes dogs.
What's
called The More Boys I Meet by Carrie Underwood.
Okay, of course that's about your dog. Mm-hmm.
10 songs about dogs.
Number 9.
Once I had a little dog. I called him Cracker Jack.
What?
He had a spot around one eye that looked just like a patch. His legs were way too long and he was awkward as could be. He wasn't much to look at, but he looked all right to me.
That's a song about her child.
Wow.
An ugly baby.
Good thing the dog can't understand what Dolly's saying.
I know, dog would be like, yo, I thought we were cool.
His legs are too long.
Is this a Taylor Swift song?
Like, I'm not in the room, dude. I'm right here.
I understand. Yeah,
that is Dolly Parton, in case you did not know. The song is called Cracker Jack.
I'm just assuming that Crazy Bitch from Buck Cherry's on there. About their wild female dog.
Certainly.
10 songs about dogs.
Number 8.
I love my dog.
Oh, wow. Don't make it weird, man. Yes, I
love. So this is Sublime, I Love My Dog. Of course, that Dalmatian made a ton of appearances on that first Sublime album, so it's actually kind of sad when you think about it.
The dog's not around.
Neither one of them are.
Ooh, way to bring the room down.
Seriously.
10 songs about dogs.
Number 7.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
You guys all know this song, right? It's in heavy rotation when we were growing up in your house.
Haven't heard any of these.
This is the Monkees. Gonna buy me a dog.
Oh, really? The Monkees? A monkey and a dog?
A monkey song about a dog.
Weren't they popular? I'm just listening to this, like,
I don't know if it was one of their big hits.
It could not have been.
Right? Like Last Train to Clarksville, which was also not their song. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
10 songs about dogs on Sit and Spin.
Sit number 6.
I love my dog as much as I love you. You may think my dog will always come.
That's a compliment, right?
No.
It's called, I love my dog as much as I love you.
The song's called I Slept on the Couch Tonight.
And this is a song from a cat.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, ironically, a song by Cat Stevens.
Wait, Cat Stevens?
Cat Stevens.
Sing about
much,
love.
I love my dog as much as I love you.
Why would he think that's a good thing to say?
Wow.
Hey, baby, wait till you hear the song.
I love my dog.
I'm not sure how I think that.
As much as I love you.
Does this dog stay out of the blueberry bushes, Rufus?
Yeah, and I've dated a girl who clearly loved the dog more.
I was going to say, I'm right there with it. 10 songs about dogs on Sit and Spin.
Number 5.
I was in the kitchen. Shameless as the dog was outside.
You're never going to guess who this is.
Hold on, let me listen.
McGruff.
Well, I was in the kitchen. Shameless was outside.
It's Pink Floyd. The song's called Seamus the Dog.
BS. This is Pink Floyd. For real.
That's what it says on the piece of paper. I don't know the song either, to be honest with you.
This is Pink
I thought
Floyd.
I knew all the Pink Floyd stuff. I did not know the song.
What is this off of? Uma Guma? This is there are no animals.
It's deep.
I must be. 10 songs about dogs on Sit and Spin.
Floor number four.
She went running after deer. Wasn't scared of jumping off the truck in my gear. He went a sniffing and he would go. It's the best goal hound I ever did know.
So that's Neil Young. And the song's called Old Kick.
These songs don't seem very upbeat. I mean, I know Neil Young, he's kind of in his regular phase, but, like, seems like if people write about the dog, either it's a love song, which makes me mildly uncomfortable.
It's a little
or
weird.
Or it's just sad.
Well, a lot of times these songs, like, he's not singing about his dog, he's singing about his dog that was Old King.
Okay.
These are in past tense, right? So Old King, you know, he's out living on the farm at this point.
Ten songs about dog.
Number three.
Hold your head up, you say. Look what you've done. When you find yourself in the thick of it, help yourself to a better what is all around you.
This is horrible.
Yeah, so that's the Beatles' Martha, my dear.
Shouldn't Lick It Up be about a dog from Kiss?
I mean, right.
I'm just thinking. Like, then you'd be like, ah, okay, I get it.
Sir, 10 songs about dogs on Sit & Spin.
Number 2.
Who let the dogs out?
Not
about dogs. I cannot believe the song's about ugly women. And they're so upbeat about it.
And for those of you that have been listening to this show for the last 12 years, I believe this is the 7,000th time we've managed to get the Baja
Men. One hit wonder.
Let the dogs out.
We got to keep them paid.
Sit and Spin. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mike doesn't even have to look it up anymore. He's just got it on standby.
These are 10 songs about dogs on Sit and Spin. We've made it to number one.
Number one.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
Is he actually talking about a dog?
He's talking to a dog.
He is talking to a dog. Yes. All right. One person, they suggested, and I don't know if this is true, but it makes sense. They said, I used to love her, but I had to kill her from Guns N' Roses.
That was the...
About a dog, not about an ex-girlfriend, right, as everyone perceived it. Right. So
that's what, about a dog?
So she's buried in my back. I used to love her, but I had to kill her.
I don't
her.
Know if that's true or not, or if that's just what they said when Wish they started catching flack for the song. No, it's about a dog.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
In 3 minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
And now, the Men's Room presents another positive drinking story.
Ted, you're living the claw life this summer, is that correct?
Yeah, black cherry.
Explain the claw lifestyle to people who are not in the know.
It's number one, delicious, and number two is there's a slogan from the internet, and it's the truth. Ain't no laws when you drinking claws.
No, there's still laws. You just don't care about
now,
them.
Have you completely given up beer for the most part these days? Are you only drinking the claws?
They still mix in. It's just, if it's a sunny day, I'm outside, we're clawing.
You're clawing the whole day for the most part.
Yeah. I like that it has its own verb.
All right.
And when I was on a boat, some people had other brands. I said, let's get the claws.
Why does the claw get its own verb? Like, if we're going to drink beer, I say, hey, man, let's go drinking. I don't say, let's go beering.
But just because it's fun to do and annoy people.
Okay.
That's a big part of it, Thrill.
Well, so the story goes, Zima's grandchildren are doing what Zima never could. If you've been at a party or a barbecue this summer, you've probably seen someone drinking a spiked seltzer. Those are flavored alcoholic seltzers from brands like White Claw, Bon and Vive, and Truly.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, they are the drink of the summer because the sales are simply skyrocketing. Spiked seltzer sales were up 169% last year.
Jeez.
And this year, they keep going higher, including a 30% jump in just the last month.
That's awesome.
It is insane. So
they sell them at bars now.
Well, why are they so popular? Okay, here's what they say. They're lighter than beer, and the cans make them more convenient than one.
All right.
Okay. They're pretty low in calories. They've got a good flavor, and the cans look good in Instagram photos. So another reason why people are drinking them is because even if you pour them into a glass or you drink them out of the can, it looks better. than drinking a beer, I guess? Or out of a red Solo cup?
Yeah.
Or maybe drinking, wine out of a box. That's
part of your marketing ploy now. It's like, hey, man, it needs to look good on Instagram because it matters.
It needs to be a little bit more high class, which is why it's interesting that even America's top cheap beer brand, they are jumping into the spiked seltzer game. Any idea who what beer company it is?
Budweiser.
Oh, I know.
It's Natty Light.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Natty Light just announced they are rolling out their own spiked seltzers later this month. They'll come in two flavors and not bad names. You've got the Catalina Lime Mixer.
Okay.
And the Aloha Beaches.
Aloha
again,
Beaches.
Again, Aloha Beaches.
Yeah, Beaches.
Aloha Beaches is the name.
Did you see who stepped up to the game today?
Who stepped up?
PBR.
Oh, they're doing it as well.
Yep. Okay. PBR Stronger Seltzer. It's 8%.
Wow. With lower calories. So here's the thing that you need to know about the Natty Light brand. It's going to cost 20% less than all of the other spiked seltzers on the market. So if you decide to get a Catalina Lime Mixer and Aloha Beaches, you're going to get a discount there. All right, speaking of Wabana, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Caitlyn Jenner. That's right. Caitlyn's daughter, Kylie, recently turned 22 years old, and most people send cards or make a phone call to wish a family member a happy birthday. But these are celebrities, so kind of like their hollow condolences, they, of course, take to Twitter to express themselves. And in this case, Caitlyn tweeted, quote, happy birthday to my little baby, at Kylie Jenner. And then it included four pictures from back when Caitlyn was Bruce holding little baby Kylie. Unfortunately, in all four pictures, it was Kylie's sister, Kendall.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Happy birthday to my little baby girl. And it's your standard pictures, proud papa, cute little kid, but it's not her. It is her sister. Just saying. It's one of those. Come on, man. As a parent, you got to get it right. You got to get it right.
You got to know who your kids are.
Especially, I can't tell them apart.
Neither can I, but if you're going to post four pictures of your own child and wish them a happy birthday on Twitter so we can all know how sensitive you are, at least have the right kid. Anyway, happy birthday, Kylie. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's
yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bichola.
Let's get a contest online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.